Our next item is Edward L. Howe Jr., waiver from topography requirements on Road 575A.
We received a request from Mr. Howe that the commission waive the requirements for topography for a major subdivision. He's making this request, Mr. Miller, one lot being proposed, and applicant is also, will also be requesting a waiver from the street design requirements once a decision's made on this.
Here you go.
How big's the lot?
Excuse me.
Okay, the waiver from the topography requirements is that mostly just related to the road back to the?
Like, the surveyor, the fee the surveyor's charging.
Okay.
But this is part of a war settlement.
Okay. And you say they're gonna come back later on with a?
He's filed the application for a major subdivision. I sent it back, told him they needed to provide us with topography, and that's why he's asking for the waiver. But then he's gonna ask for a waiver in the street design requirement also.
And that topography, if it's required, should include the residual land. Because he's basically making two, not just one.
Well, street topography at some time.
Street design requirements would be crush or run. Only two lots. This one we rejected before because it didn't have the, doesn't have existing road.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to understand what the subdivision of this lot one is coming off of, trying to figure out where they cut this out of. They cut it out of.
Well, that's the point, they don't show it.
Coming out of the residual lands of Edward L. and Anna Howe to the east of the road.
Okay, so this was a
188 acres.
Okay, so it's leaving the 1.88 residual, and the lot they're creating is 3.033.
Yes.
Including the right of way.
Plus 50-foot right of way.
Well, yeah, I guess includes the right of way, yeah.
About a 2-acre lot.
Yeah.
About an acre of road.
Well, they can still only put one residence back there. It's one lot, so they can only put one residence.
But didn't Shane say he's coming back in for a subdivision on that?
This is a subdivision, but he's asking to not be required to have topography shown on this.
Oh, okay.
He's gonna come back for a waiver on the driveway requirements.
And a further subdivision of this lot one, is that the idea? I don't understand why he's coming back for a major subdivision four.
He's applying for a major subdivision because he's creating a 50-foot right-of-way to serve access to that back lot.
Okay.
And there's no existing right-of-way there.
It wasn't required.
And we're seeing this now because he
Asked for a waiver.
Asked for a waiver from topography requirements. comment.
Okay, and the only reason it's going to be considered a major subdivision is because he's creating a 50-foot right-of-way where there is no existing driveway.
Yes.
Is that right?
Then it sounds like he'll come back later and request a waiver on the driveway requirements.
He's already indicated that.
I suspect that's true. And for one residence, it's...
It would anyway.
The street spec for this would be crush or run.
No matter what.
No matter what, wouldn't it?
Unless you waive it.
What would you waive it to, though? Like clam shell or something?
Dirt. Clam shell, whatever.
Browns.
But then, and it's public works, I want to get involved in the review of this project because send an inspector out to test somebody's driveway. It's only serving one parcel. Actually, sir, it should, if this were approved, you'd have to stipulate that residual lands of Mr. Howe would be included as access from this driveway. Because he only has 131 foot of frontage left.
Oh, yeah.
But this should be a two-lot subdivision showing both parcels, not lot one plus residual. Both having access from that street.
So he's going to have to move his entrance?
Might. Delta probably will require it.
On the residual land.
On the residual.
Both properties serve this right. They will probably require that entrance be removed.
Is there a current dwelling on the Edward L. residual land?
Don't know.
More importantly, is there an existing entrance?
They're showing them. They're on the drawing, they show every one of them.
The residual lands?
Yeah, they're showing one on Kiefer, they're showing one on Big Sandy.
The little Trinity Church.
Albanessa, and they're also showing one on him.
I got you.
Mr. Abbott, do we have a, or do we need a septic feasibility letter on this?
Hey, Will, once we accept the subdivision application, we've not accepted it yet.
I see. So we've not accepted it as an application.
So the only issue before the commission today then is about the topography?
Yes.
But it's only about the topography on lot one, right?
But it's going to
well,
be, it's going to be this to...
It'd be 3 acres and 1.88
acres. Yeah, on the whole site.
Yeah, whole site.
And is it coming back as a two-lot subdivision at some point, but for the major subdivision?
It would be two lots, yes.
Say like 500 or 600 for a basic lot, but this is 3 acres and it's spread all over.
It'd be a few thousand.
Yeah, it's gonna be a couple thousand bucks.
There might be somebody here with some interest. You want to talk to someone? Is there anybody here with an interest in this subdivision application? Is anybody from the applicant present?
Here, not.
Okay, well, there goes that opportunity. Well, does the staff have an opinion on this? Because this seems a little bizarre to me, or maybe not. Maybe it's not, and I'm just making it so. What do you guys think?
Well, when we create some of these other three lots in a right-of-way, topography's not shown on those.
Right.
All right, then. Well, that's...
The other thing would be when you have the minor subdivision that's met its maximum number and then you come in with additional lots and go to public hearing as a major because there are additional lots, they don't show up.
Okay. Well, all right, then. All right, I'm good.
Mr. Chairman, I move to grant a waiver from topography requirements on road 578A for Edward L. Howard, Jr.
Second. It's moved and seconded to grant a waiver from topography requirements for Edward L. Howe Jr. on road 575A. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next